Welcome to Ag Update. Whether it's dates, deadlines, or developments, Ag Update is your source for the latest news in the ag industry. And now, here is Ag Update.
Hey, good morning, folks. It is not Town Talk today. It is a special edition of Ag Update. And we have our good friend Cody Besant with Plains Cotton Growers on today. Lots of questions in the country about the farm bill talk, of course, the ginning cost share. Lots of things were going on about a month ago. We had not only did we have Congressman Conaway in the district, but we had Senator Cruz along with our new Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue. And I'm hoping that we'll get a refresher and update on exactly what's going on, because Cody and those guys have been feverishly working trying to get some things done. So, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back with a special edition of Ag Update.
Terry County Veterinary Hospital is your first stop for your animals' well-being. Dr. Jim Ridenour and staff are committed to keeping your pets and animals healthy and happy. Terry County Vet provides quality medical care for all animals, large and small. We want to make sure your pets, livestock, or show projects are taken care of. Whether it be through maintenance or emergencies, Terry County Vet Hospital is there for you and your animal. Call 806-585-6363 to set up an appointment, or stop by their location on the Lubbock Highway between Brownfield and Meadow.
Diversity Irrigation is your full-service Rankey dealer. Durability, ease of use, and state-of-the-art technology make Rankey Pivots energy, labor, and water efficient. At Rankey, the philosophy is simple: to exceed our customers' expectations of quality, service, and innovation. Call the team of pros at Diversity Irrigation at 637-0593 to find out how a new Rankey irrigation system can help score more points in your farming operation. Diversity Irrigation and Rankey together, they're more right than rain.
Meadow Farmers Co-op has been a part of Terry County since 1935. With fast, courteous service and great hometown people, we have confidence that what happens today plants the seeds for tomorrow. So we strive to make the most of that by providing complete ginning service to local cotton producers. Come to Meadow Farmers Co-op this harvest season and be a part of our gin family. Call 806-539-2241 or stop by to learn about our commitment to local agriculture for yourself. Meadow Farmers Co-op, celebrating over 80 years of service to Terry County.
Hey, good morning, folks, and we're back with a special edition of Ag Update. This is normally Town Talk time, but we've got a special guest. Our good friend Cody Besson is joining us with Plains Cotton Growers. Cody, you out there?
I'm here.
Good deal. Cody, appreciate you taking time. I know you have a very busy morning and afternoon, and I guess the big thing is what I'm hearing from my guys, and, of course, everybody's been curious about. Lots of great things happened about a month ago. Our good friends at the Southwest Council brought not only Chairman Conaway, but Senator Cruz, and had our new Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, here, and we had a really great afternoon hearing kind of their take on the current status of the Farm Bill and other things. And so I guess the thing is, it's been kind of quiet, and so my guys have been asking, and I thought, who better to ask than the guy who knows everything about what's going on in Washington, D.C., our good friend Cody Besant, that come on this morning and talk to us a little bit about what's happening. So with that, can you kind of tell us where things stand as far as maybe the ginning cost share, and then talk about maybe the oilseed designation and what kind of is in play maybe?
You bet. So kind of to give a refresher of the listeners of the morning show, is about a month ago, as you mentioned, the Secretary of Ag did make a stop along the way in his tour through some of the hurricane disaster-related areas and affected states. But he did make a stop in La Mesa in conjunction with the Southwest Council of Agribusiness annual meeting, along with Chairman Mike Conaway of the House Ag Committee and Senator Cruz. And in that dynamic, in that discussion and venture, the Secretary as well as the collective members was able to see, you know, directly firsthand with several producers in the area and field tours, as well as the vast and robust attendance at the meeting, of the need to have some sort of economic or financial assistance for the cotton industry at a time when it's a grave necessity. And it was very impactful. The Secretary took away from that and went back to D.C. and, you know, basically put in charge his staff to try to progress as heavily forward as they could to identify some way to find either some internal offsets or available funding within USDA to try to do something for the cotton industry. It was very interesting within the dynamics of the meeting. You had Senator Cruz as of late talking about the necessity for another ginning cost share program and the necessity for a more long-term viable solution, such as designating cottonseed as another oil seed. And then in that dynamic, the Secretary, in a rebuttal statement basically said he's more than willing to do it. He just needs Congress to help identify the funding mechanism to do those programs. Since that time, again, they all returned back to D.C., and the Secretary's office and USDA as a whole has been very vigilant at trying to identify some sort of funding mechanism, much like was done before, as well as some offsets to pay for that funding. They're still looking for those offsets. The Office of Management Budget is trying to comb through and look through the mechanisms they have found today to see if they are true offsets in order to utilize and do a type of ginning assistance program. So that's kind of where that process has been at today. As of late, and more recently, as many may have read or seen in the last couple of days, the governor of Texas actually went up to D.C. yesterday and met with the Texas delegation to kind of debut his package as a whole for relief for Texas from the hurricane itself, and it was about a $60 billion proposal. I do know some of our local senators, Chairman Perry, and some members within our state delegation have advocated, along with Plains Cotton Growers and some others, for an aggressive approach and the need to utilize a supplemental disaster funding package to help all of agriculture, not just the hurricane-affected areas, but obviously above and beyond that. And you look at cotton specifically, the hurricane did do quite a bit of substantial damage in those affected counties, but even beyond that, that hurricane impacted not only the flow of cotton, but potential marketing issues, storage, and so there's a litany of things that had a very large economic impact to the whole cotton industry. And so from our perspective, looking at this supplemental funding request for disaster aid or economic assistance, while there was a large effect on the coastal Bend area due to the hurricane, and in other states that were affected by the hurricanes, the negative impacts were felt across the entire industry, across Texas and across the cotton belt for the most part. And we believe it would be appropriate to utilize another ginning cost share program and way to advocate for that to direct a disproportionate share of the direct losses that were borne on not just the producers in the coastal Bend, but the cotton industry as a whole, and the need to utilize that maybe as a mechanism. So we're hopeful maybe there's an opportunity there that could, even further the discussion of utilizing a ginning cost share program to bridge kind of the short gap economic and disaster assistance that's needed at this time. Segueing that is as well as another leg that's being worked on. As some may know, the current Congress is utilizing a continuing resolution until we get into December. And December the 8th, that resolution will expire. And really what that means is that Congress is operating on just a flatline budget. There's no changes, increases, or decreases within their operating budget. But once we get into December, that will expire, and they will have two basic choices they will need to make in either utilizing a larger omnibus-type spending package where they can package the appropriations bills that have been worked on in Congress today to fund Congress going into the next fiscal year, which would be at the end of September of 18, or they can do another CR and kind of move the bridge gap on into April or May, much like they've done in the past. We're hopeful and we're very supportive of Congress utilizing a omnibus package, and the reason for that is currently in the Senate Agricultural Appropriations Bill for FY18, there is specifically cotton seed designation as an other oil seed language that is in that bill. It would set an effective reference price of $15 per hundredweight. It would allow individual producers to have a yield update. It would also address an update of how generic base acres work today and have a reapportionment opportunity for producers if they so chose to. And so a lot of things would be cleared and utilized going into the 18 crop year. And so we're very hopeful that that opportunity presents itself and that Congress takes advantage of that in a larger spending package type opportunity. In addition, along forward on that and looking more forward into the 18 Farm Bill discussions, kind of from a timeline aspect, while most are seeing tax reform as a pretty big notion on the forefront, the Farm Bill is still very much in sight. You have kind of from just a basic timeline, I know the House and Senate are looking at possible considerations of a committee-based bill in both the respective committees of jurisdiction either at the end of this year or possibly early on into 2018. And so you know, the cotton industry as a whole has been very aggressive of trying to work at crafting a more long-term viable solution for the industry. And what I mean by that is you look at where we're at today and looking at asking for a Title I commodity policy for cotton farmers that provides basically fixed support levels that are equitable for those of other crops that currently are able to utilize the Title I PLC and ARC programs today. You know, how that program may look, is it going to be a lint-based policy or a cottonseed-based policy or maybe even a combination of the two to take into the full value of cotton. Still is being worked out in detail, but that is the focus. We're very optimistic that we will have cotton back as a Title I covered commodity in the 18 Farm Bill, especially with Chairman Conaway leading the helm in the House and his due diligence and strong effort and work leading up to this point as well. In addition, what most are seeing now with our marketing loan program, the loan has since slipped from 52 cents down to 49.49 this year, and so it's our goal going into the next Farm Bill to correct that, where we have a fully functioning marketing loan that does not impede the flow of cotton. And we don't run into some of the challenges we've seen today where the 14 Farm Bill set us up for the current situation we're in today. Additionally, as most ag industries will circumvent around maintaining a strong and viable crop insurance program, it's a heavily utilized tool by producers from being able to weather storms of Mother Nature, challenges within the revenue side and marketing conditions, as well as just a lot of lenders today require crop insurance as a means to obtain an operating note. And then lastly, not leastly, but advocating for no further tightening of payment limitations or eligibility restrictions for qualifications of both Title I and crop insurance programs. So we're hopeful that these, you know, three kind of moving stools will all culminate in a timely fashion. Historically, we've kind of seen an interesting perspective within the current Farm Bill process we're in today, as most can kind of remember, with the enactment of the 14 Farm Bill and cotton being treated substantially differently than any other covered commodity. In 2014, we had the cotton transition payment, which helped kind of segue with the enactment of the 14 Farm Bill. Some did get it in 15 because of where Stacks counties were still not up and running. And then for the 15 crop year, which was actually paid out in 16, we did have that one-time gene and cost share program that then-Secretary Vilsack did authorize. And so we'll continue to advocate for that, hopeful for the 16 crop year and 17 crop year then, as we move forward in these more long-term viable solutions, instead of having this ad hoc continuing ask of gene and cost share, we'll have either cottonseed being designated as another oil seed to bridge that gap into the new Farm Bill, or a brand new Farm Bill policy that really provides some sustainable, viable support for cotton, especially as we experience long-term systemic price declines in the market, which we very well could see at a later date from a lint side, from a cottonseed side. We are seeing that today very drastically, where seed prices are just very challenging at this point in time.
Well, I know a couple of things that you talked about just in the last couple of minutes, but one thing that we're seeing right now is, of course, with the wet spell that happened, we had 2 weeks, had that 2 week wet spell. We've seen micronaire has definitely showed up as being an issue. We've had some leaf issue and things like that. And, of course, you know, we kind of expected the leaf just simply because of the type of season we've had. But the loan, being what it is, that 2 cents hurts. A lot of cotton that would be, you know, would be sitting at 55 to 57 cents is sitting at 53 or 55 cents. And it's not, and people say, well, that's just 2 cents. Well, you multiply that out times, you know, a lot of bales and a lot of pounds, that's a lot of money that these guys are losing. That's a huge difference. And that's one thing that I know, you know, my guys are seeing, you know, right now. Of course, that along with the seed price, I've got guys who have never paid for ginning simply because seed price has always been very strong, been very good. and they're writing, they are not writing checks necessarily yet, but they're going to have to pay for ginning this year, and that's been a stark change. That's another impact, and I think, you know, of course, that's market-driven. We get that, but that loan rate is something that we need to get fixed in a hurry, and I know that's something, that, like you mentioned, that you're working on. I know as far as time, I know Mick Mulvaney's name and the timing of all this has been mentioned numerous times by the chairman. It was mentioned by Sonny Perdue the other day that you know he holds the purse strings, as it were, and they have to get him on board. And of course, again, Mr. Perdue hit it on the head. You know, Congress has got to act. They've got to get this happening, but we've got to get the money. And I think Mr. Mulvaney, if I understand correctly, is kind of one of the keys to getting that done, besides the congressional and Senate side of this deal.
No doubt. He is kind of the, if you will, kind of calling the gatekeeper to the president and the administration for utilizing waivers and emergency spending authorizations, especially without having to utilize PAYGO rules or finding internal offsets. So he definitely is someone that needs to be better informed of what's taking place. I do know, you know, as of recently, especially with the hurricane disaster relief efforts, we've had two supplemental disaster relief bills. Unfortunately, Texas specifically has been somewhat negated in these discussions, and from a tactic that some members and senators have utilized is they will place holds on appointees during confirmation processes, and that has happened as of late on several appointees, whether it be USDA or even OMB. I know their deputy director that they're trying to get confirmed does have a hold placed on him that is holding up that process of that person being confirmed. And the reason for that is they're sending a message to Mick Mulvaney, to the administration, that, you know, y'all need to pay attention to us. We need some assistance. You know, you need to sit down and listen to us before we move forward on any of the things that you're wanting. And that's one reason why they've had a pretty aggressive messaging tactic by doing that, but also in coming together with a relief package that, you know, does have some ag inclination into it for Texas. We're still looking through some of the details, but very hopeful that that the cotton industry, as well as other ag industry that has been impacted directly or indirectly by these more recent disasters, will be included in that process. And so there's some tactics kind of being utilized in place, both politically and economically, to hopefully get some resolve to the issues and concerns. But we'll just kind of have to stay tuned to see how that process unfolds as we move forward.
Well, it's been an unusual, you know, an unusual year. It's been an unusual several years.
No doubt. I definitely would encourage, you know, those that are listening and those that are tied directly to the cotton industry or ag industry specifically, I mean, continue to reach out to your members of Congress, to your senators, you know, explain to them that the challenges we're currently facing. It definitely resonates. It definitely helps push the ball forward on the need to identify some economic and financial relief, even utilizing the cotton ginning assistance program as a means for authorizing that economic relief, but definitely continue to reach out. Their voices are heard, and it helps carry that message even forward. And even more so, even pivoting to what's more of on everybody's mind in D.C. other than the disaster relief efforts, but in tax reform. You know, the package in the House will be unveiled potentially this Thursday. It was supposed to be today. They set it off for another day, and then the Senate package will probably be unveiled in a couple weeks. But definitely I encourage everybody to pay attention to what's going on with that, largely because some of the, you know, the current deductions that we utilize today or tax code tools that we utilize in the ag industry may be changed, and it might not be from a positive aspect. So we're monitoring that. We're trying to make sure we understand what it looks like when it's unveiled so we can weigh in appropriately, but I think everybody needs to be mindful and aware of what's taking place there so they can weigh in appropriately as well and be informed of what's going on.
Well, I know it seems like, you know, and it's we've got a full litany of programs that definitely need to be put in place in a hurry, and of course the main thing right now, I think more than anything, the ginning cost share would impact growers across the High Plains and across the nation. I mean, it's not just us. Of course, hurricane relief first and foremost. There's a lot of people that have been you know, their lives have been completely turned upside down, and obviously they're definitely first on any list, and that's being taken care of, and I'm thankful for that. But I know that, you know, up here and the people that I deal with every day, the people that you deal with every day, your family, shoot, your dad and your brother, Jenny Koscher would be a huge shot in the arm right now to help get folks through the interim. And I know, you know, in the discussions, or not discussions, but the talk that I have heard, you know, not only back at La Mesa a month ago, but just kind of in general, has always been that, you know, the Jenny Koscher would pick up 16 and 17 with the hope that by the time we get to the harvest time of 18, that the Farm Bill hopefully would be in line, and that like you said a while ago, the designation for, you know, cottonseed designation as being part of the oilseed would be in place, so we would have that built in. We wouldn't have to rely on any more stop gaps. But it's got to get done, and the thing about it is time is running short, and I know there's so much going on in the world. Again, yesterday we're reminded constantly that you know, things can happen in a heartbeat that change everything, the deal in New York, and God bless the people there, and prayers for the folks that were affected, definitely. But I know there's a lot more going on in the world than just agriculture, but I do hope that they find the time to do it. I know in Chairman Conaway's comments, he was hoping the last quarter or the last part of the year to go ahead and get the Farm Bill marked up, and I'm hoping that comes to be, just so we have an idea. But that Jenny cost share, by all means, definitely, I hope that there's a big push to get that done, and whatever means presents itself. I know that it's always, it seems to be that we've got to have those opportune moments like omnibus bills and things like that. Hopefully we won't have the, how do I want to phrase this? I want to be very politically correct here. Hopefully we don't have two goofballs in the room that try to screw up things again. I'll leave it at that. I was excited to hear, and you never are excited about people leaving. Well, I say that. Let me rephrase that too. You are excited sometimes when people leave D.C., and one of our friends, or not really our friend, from Arizona, has decided he's not going to come back and play on the playground anymore. He's leaving.
That's true. Senator Flake has made the announcement he would not run for re-election.
The most aptly named member.
Texas delegate member.
Yeah.
Jeb Hensling has chosen not to run for re-election.
Really? I had not heard that. But Flake, I was, you know, I don't often, you know, stand up and yell hooray in my office, but I yelled a lot of things when I saw that, because Mr. Flake, who is so aptly named as far as, you know, when it comes to ag law and things like that, ag legislation, Mr. Flake is definitely on the top of the list as having the right name for being in D.C., but I was not disappointed to hear that he's not coming back. I know that's not a good thing probably for the Republican Party, but one of the people who definitely does not have an ear for agriculture, he and Mr. Kind and Mr. Grassley all seem to team up every time they get a chance to take a shot at us. And so I wasn't disappointed to see one of the Three Stooges leave. I think it's a good thing. And
yeah, definitely it's you know, he does have a different affinity for ag policy than what, you know, we do. As you mentioned, Flake, as well as Ron Kind, who's out of Wisconsin, and Senator Grassley, they've typically utilized means of imposing or wanting to impose stricter payment limitations on Title I programs, and really came after crop insurance at times. But, you know, one thing to keep in mind, while Senator Flake is retiring, someone will replace him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it will be our job and due diligence to whoever does replace him in a re-election process to better educate them on the needs for ag, and hopefully they'll be more open and willing to work on those issues moving forward.
Well, I hope we get that opportunity, and I hope, you know, and I know you're fixing to have to get off. You've got some other meetings to attend this morning and in the afternoon, but real quickly, I would love to have the opportunity to have, you know, the president or whoever we need to, if Mr. Perdue would like to come back out, we would love to have him back in this area to take a look firsthand. I think it's any opportunity we get to do that, I think is a great thing. And again, I take my hat off to Jimmy and the guys at the Southwest Council for pulling those guys all in. And you know, unfortunately, the occasion was not what we would have liked, but the opportunity was there, and I appreciate them getting that done. I know you have meetings. You've got to get off the phone and go to something else right now, but we'll wrap it up right quick. I just want to say thanks for taking the time. I know you guys are super busy, and I know you've been working all of this. We appreciate the update, and if anything breaks in the next few days or anything that you hear, man, give us a call. We would love to hear about it firsthand. So
Absolutely, and we always appreciate the opportunity and appreciate everybody's continued hard work and support. You know, without everybody, you know, quite honestly, rowing in the same boat, it makes it challenging, but we'll continue to be aggressive in our advocacy. We understand and know the challenges that our growers, gin members are facing, and we know it's tough times, and we're very honest about that, but we're also very aggressive in trying to continue to advocate for not only the gin assistance but more long-term viable support for the cotton industry, and we'll continue to do that. And if anybody ever has any questions, they're always more than welcome to come see us or call us or ask us what's going on. But again, just appreciate the opportunity to be able to do what we do and the advocacy that everybody provides, and wish everybody a very safe and a plentiful harvest as they really kind of get up and going.
Well, we always appreciate your time, and like I said, I know you're busy and you have to step away to go to something else. But Cody, again, thank you for what you do. Thanks for the folks at Plains Cotton Growers, Steve, Mary Jane, you, Sean. You guys do a tremendous job, and we appreciate what you do for all of the High Plains. And I appreciate your time and effort. I know you've spent a lot of time traveling the last few months. And as always, appreciate you taking time to step out and visit with us. So, hey, folks, with that, we're going to let Cody go. Cody, always appreciate your time and hope to see you soon.
Absolutely.
And, folks, that was Cody Besant with Plains Cotton Growers. We always appreciate Cody taking time to come in and visit with us. He has quite a job and has got meetings all afternoon, I believe, so he's stepping away. With that, we're going to take our second commercial break of the morning, and we will come back and kind of wrap up Ag Update and say a big thank you to our sponsors.
Since 1986, Golden Peanut Company has been a global leader in the peanut industry. Golden has been helping farmers in West Texas over the past three decades as markets, manufacturers, and consumers have evolved. With their experience, Golden helps growers decide what to do before planting, throughout the season, and after harvest. Contact Kyle Hoard at 806-487-6485 today for your next peanut contract. Golden Peanut Company, connecting farmers to manufacturers and families around the globe.
Carter & Company is your West Texas farmer's first call for exceptional service for all your irrigation needs. Carter & Company sells genuine Zomatic pivots and parts. They are an authentic Lindsay dealer, plus carry Syninger products. When you need your pivot service, Ronnie Raines, Brent Persilver, and Danny Reed are proud to serve the American farmer. Carter & Company also carries Green Mountain Grills, Louisiana Grills, plus all the sauces, rubs, pellets, and accessories for all your grilling fun. Call Carter & Company, 806-637-2053, or drop by 611 Seagraves Road in Brownfield. If you're looking for small-town charm and the best food in West Texas, the Triple D has it all. Lunch is served Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 with live music, wine, and great food on Friday evenings. They pride themselves on serving the best Texas wine and are proud to be in the heart of Terry County, the great capital of Texas. Swing by the Triple D located at 519 West Main in Brownfield or give them a call at 806-637-0243. Like them on Facebook for daily lunch specials, events, and more. Come on in and grab a table. They'd love to have you at the Triple D.
If you're looking for ways to reach the community and get your business noticed, think of Town Talk Media Productions. With live radio programs, area sports broadcasting, and a strong social media presence, and even website ads. When you advertise with us, you're sure to see success follow. Interested? Give us a call at 806-637-0030 and let us help you grow your business through advertising today. Town Talk Radio is the voice of West Texas and a production of Adventure Marketing.
Hey, folks, and we're back with a special edition of Ag Update. And as always, again, we thank our friend Cody Besant for joining us this morning and kind of the update on where things are. And as he said, there's going to be some opportunities coming up as we get toward the year end and the continuing budget resolution, and some things are going to present themselves for maybe some chances to get some things in place, especially the gin and cost share, which I know is vastly needed or greatly needed. And again, they're continuing to work on getting the oilseed designation in the farm bill. That will hopefully happen and fall into place where maybe we pick up 16 and 17 with the gin and cost share and then roll into 18 with a farm bill that actually includes cotton in the commodity title. So again, hats off to those folks and the efforts that they're putting forth and trying to get that done. As always, folks, we appreciate you tuning in. And I know some of you folks were tuning in for Town Talk and kind of got surprised this morning, but you got a little bit of ag policy today. And if you get the chance, as Cody said, take the opportunity to call Call Congressman Arrington's office. Call Senator Corn and Senator Cruz's office. Let those people know how important it is for this area and how important agriculture is on the whole High Plains and what we do and the economic footprint that ag leaves here. Let them know how important that is. And they're on the they're all pretty well cheerleading for us. But it's always good to have those phone calls and the emails going to those folks to let them know that hey, things like that matter. And so. Please, if you have the opportunity to take the time to email or call, do that for us, please. As always, folks, we appreciate you tuning in. We always appreciate our sponsors. I want to run through those folks really quick. A big thank you to the folks at Carter & Company, Diversity Irrigation, the good folks at Golden Peanut, the good folks I work for at MediCoop Gin. Appreciate them letting me slip off up here to do radio every month. And, of course, in full swing at harvest, if we can help you with your ginning needs, sure, give us a call. The good folks at Sandia Sprayers, the nice folks at Sundown State Bank, Tejas Peanut Company, and, of course, one of our favorites, the good folks, the Melchers at Terry County Tractor. Appreciate Doug and Vicky and what they do in this community. Very active in the community and all that they do, and we appreciate those folks. If you're looking for a Kubota, go by and see Doug and Vicky. Shane's in there with them, too, now. And so, good folks, good local company, been here over 50 years. Appreciate the good folks at Terry County Tractor. Our good friend Dr. Jim Ridenour at Terry County Vet, he and his staff do great things. If you are in need of a vet, go by and see Jim and his staff. They will take very good care of you. And another one of those guys that's very active in our community. Appreciate Dr. Jim. And finally, last but certainly not least, the good folks at the Triple D on the Square in Brownfield. If you were looking for a great lunch, go by and see the folks at the Triple D. And on Friday nights, they have live music. Go by and enjoy a very special evening menu that they have that evening. But good folks, proud to have them in Brownfield. As always, folks, we appreciate you tuning in. I say a special thank you to my mom, the original number 11, for listening in, and hope you like the show. With that, folks, have a great day, and we will see you again in December.
Sundown State Bank is your hometown community bank. Sundown State Bank offers the services of a modern institution while maintaining the integrity of a community bank, where financial decisions are made right here at home. Sundown State Bank takes our community seriously by being actively involved in the expansions of our community. Come in and see us at 101 South First Street in Brownfield and meet your Sundown State Bank neighbors. We are ready and willing to help you with all your banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tejas Peanut Company, the producer's choice for all your peanut crop needs. Tejas makes sure from contracting your peanut crop, putting the best seed in the ground, and all the way through harvest that your crop gets the best service and producer satisfaction from Grady, Galen, Tesla, and the rest of the Tejas crew. All year round and across the South Plains, Tejas Peanut Company has been working hard for agriculture since 2004. Come by at 1681 FM 403 in Brownfield or call 806-637-0568. Tejas Peanut Company, the top choice for your peanut crop.
Terry County Veterinary Hospital is your first stop for your animals' well-being. Dr. Jim Ridenour and staff are committed to keeping your pets and animals healthy and happy. Terry County Vet provides quality medical care for all animals, large and small. We want to make sure your pets, livestock, or show projects are taken care of. Whether it be through maintenance or emergencies, Terry County Vet Hospital is there for you and your animal. Call 806-585-6363 to set up an appointment or stop by their location on the Lubbock Highway between Brownfield and Meadow.
Sandia Sprayers strives to give you the best service for all your farming, irrigation, and spraying needs. They offer welding services and can build anything from cattle panels to fold-over toolbars. Stop by the store and shop their name-brand selections of parts and tools, such as Makita, Wix, T&L, and Enduroplus. Sandia Sprayers still offers their line of nurse tanks and fertilizer applicator tanks. They provide high-quality products at affordable prices. Give them a call today at 806-387-3049 or stop by their location at 401 Railroad Avenue in Seagrace. No job too big, no task too small.
Did you know that Adventure Marketing is not only the best stop for your marketing needs? It also can supply your business or group with t-shirts, caps, and apparel. We work with dozens of manufacturers to find the right product to deliver your message. Choose from thousands of items in quantities from 1 to a million. Call Adventure Marketing today at 806-637-0030 and let us help you promote your business.
You've been listening to Ag Update. Terry County's only weekly Ag News show. If it's happening on the farm, we'll talk about it on Ag Update. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week for more news and information on Ag Update on TownTalkRadio.com.